When things in your life have been at their worst, when you've been completely at rock bottom, let me ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, how inclined were you at that point to praise God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There was a time before David became king of Israel when he was in fear of his life. King Saul, his predecessor, had figured out that David was going to take the throne from him, so he hunted David down in order to kill him. So, we find David hiding in a cave in fear of his life, crying out to God. Psalm 57, verse 4. My life is in danger. My enemies are all around me. They are like man-eating lions with teeth like spears or arrows and tongues like sharp swords. But then David does something that seems absolutely crazy. In the midst of this terrible fear in this dark cave, he starts praising God. Verses 7 to 11. God, I am ready, heart and soul, to sing songs of praise. Wake up, my soul, harps and lyres, wake up and let's wake the dawn. My Lord, I will praise you before all the people. I will sing about your praises to every nation. Your faithful love is higher than the highest clouds in the sky. Rise above the heavens, God. Let all the world see your glory. What? Why? Well, it seems that David had just remembered something. Your faithful love is higher than the highest clouds in the sky. He remembered the faithful, steadfast love of God. And he couldn't help himself. He just had to praise God. So perhaps the next time you find yourself in a dark cave in fear of your life, remember David. Remember the steadfast love of God for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I tell you, there is such power in the Word of God. Power to set you free. Power to lift you up. Power to put God's praises on your lips, even in your darkest hour. But with God's Word, well, you have to read it to receive it. And that's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.